Welcome back to Winners on RSN 927. We're now previewing the program of racing at Hamilton today, and we've got Ray Huxley with us. How are you, Ray?
I'm very well, thanks, Nards.
Let's have a look at the program of racing this afternoon. We kick things off with a steeple on the soft five, this over 3,200. Take out the five, number one, John Monash at 280, 850 for Pentamatic, and $1.90 for King Kamada.
Yeah, I don't know about taking the $1.90, but if he got out the black figures, I'd probably take it. I think it's just a matter of if he improves his jumping. His effort to run second at Warrnambool over the fences last start was remarkable because he jumped very poorly. A couple of times he nearly got rid of the rider, and he still managed to run on strongly and run second behind a pretty handy jumper and a very experienced one in... I'll have a half. He's a pretty good jumper. Since then, he went round in the trial at Cranbourne and was given a very, very easy time, but he jumped okay. If he jumps cleanly, I think he'll win, but $1.90, I'm not really interested in taking red figures about a risky jumper. I've got him on top. I think Pentamatic is the main danger. He was travelling quite well at Oakbank last start when he took a tumble, usually a very safe jumper. I think he'll race right on the pace all the way. John Monash was well beaten in the race at Warrnambool that I'll Over Half beat King Kamada, but his recent platform has been good, and he has won four races over jumps overseas. Then we go to number four, King of the Forest. So seven from six, one and four.
So we go seven from six, one and four. We go to the second. This is a maiden hurdle over 3,200 metres. We've got number one, Bit of a Lad at 360. Pentelgensia is at $8.50. Then we go to seven for Springbok Flyer. Tofferton at $4, and then we've got Maralisa, who is a $7 chance.
Yeah, very open race. I thought number four, Pelagentia, Stephen Pateman is starting him over the jumps today. He's had two trials at Cranbourne recently, and he ran fourth and fifth. He jumped quite well. He looks a promising type. He's certainly bred to be a jumper, so at a bit of odds, I think he can win the race. Bit of a Lad is also a first-timer over the jumps. He's a horse who gets a long way out of his ground, but does run on quite solidly. Number eight, Tofferton. He's another horse who gets to the line pretty well in these races. And number eight, Strike the Stars, will probably lead them up, as he did at Pakenham last start. And he'll give a good side out in front. Four from one, nine and eight.
Four from one, nine and eight in race number two. Look, we head over to the third. This is the hurdle over 3,200. Only a four to five. You've got number two, Goldspur, 850. 420, Tangara. Duke of Borneo at 230, getting leggy 280.
Yeah, I think the run down the bottom, getting leggy, is my pick in the race. He failed in the hurdle at Oakbank last start, but that was a much, much stronger field than this. Before that, he'd won quite well at Warrnambool, leading all the way for Steve Pateman. Pateman sticks here. I think he is the one to beat. The main danger could be number four, Duke of Borneo, who won his only hurdle start at Bendigo back in April last year, 12 months ago. His recent platform's only fair, but getting back over the jumps, he's definitely a danger. Number three, Tangara, and number two, Goldspur are my next best. Five from four, three and two.
So we go five from four, three, two there in race number three. We go to race four. Look, this over 2,200 metres. We've got number one, Bold Band at 650, 360 Historic, down to Police Camp 350 and 310 for Anapuri.
I like number three here, Starrick. I'm rather keen on him. He made his debut at Werribee on the 7th of April, and I thought it was a very good run. There was no money for him. He went from $10 out to $14. And he ran fourth. He got beaten just under two lengths, and he did a few things wrong. He was very, very green. He went very wide from about the 800 metres. He covered a heck of a lot of ground, but, gee, he fought on well in the straight. He's going to be greatly improved by that run. He's getting ready for hurdle career. He had a couple of schools before he made his debut on the flat. I really believe he will be greatly improved, as I said, from that first up run. And over the 2,200 metres, he's by Zabil. I've tipped him on top here. We then go to number 10, Anapiri, who ran third in the race that Historic ran fourth, but I think there's more improvement in Historic. Number six, Police Camp, he's had a couple of hurdle runs recently, so he'll go into the race hard and fit, and he does have ability on the flat. And next best, I'll put in number one, Bowl Bandit, import from Ireland. 3 from 10, 6 and 1.
3, 10, 6, 1. We go to race 5. This is over 1,100. Take out the 8. We've got number 2, Bond Sensation, 360. Meekum at 9. 7 there for He's the Bomb. Kirk Eller is at $2.30. And then you've got Fox on the Run at $6.50.
First leg of the quaddie, I think we can narrow it right down. I think there's two chances in the race. Number six, Kirk Eller, who resumed from a spell and showed really good speed at Sandown over 1,000 metres, but he just knocked up in the last 100 metres, as the betting suggested he would. He opened up at 290 and he drifted right out to $4, and he showed terrific early speed, but just got tired. That run will improve him greatly. He's very, very consistent, or she rather, she's a very, very consistent mare. And I think she's probably the one to beat, but definitely number two is the danger for Paul Presker, whose team is going really, really well at the moment. I think they'll fight it out, the 6 and the 2, next best 5 and 7.
And then we go over to race number 6, which is over 1,600. And this race, we've got the 2 Tuscan Arizona at 460, 6 for Erector, down to 950 Centenary Shots. Deep Sea Lady is at 460, Jack in the Ditch at $5.50.
Right open race. I'm going with the 7 to beat the 2, both of them dropping in class here. And I do like them when they drop in class into 58 grades. I've got Deep Sea Lady narrowly ahead of Tucson, Arizona. Then we go to number 6, Centennial Shot. Failed last start, but can do much better than that. And then to number 8, Jack in the Ditch. A very, very hard race. I go 7 from 2, 6 and 8.
7 from 2, 6 and 8. We go over to race number 7. This is over 1,200. You can take out the 8. Here we've got number 1, Jocker's Truce at 480. Danagri 4, 6 for Tommy Stand Up. Quietly Angry at 390. Attacker Turn is at $8.50.
Got a good barrier here, number 4, Quietly Angry. This filly does get out of her ground early, but gee, she does a good finishing burst. And that was evident again at Stall last time. I think from barrier 2, she can posse up about midfield, and then if the luck comes her way with the 3-kilo claim for Lewis German, I think it could be very, very hard to beat. Needs luck in running, but if the luck comes, she'll be very strong at the end, number 4. Number 2, Danagri. He's going quite okay, and he's down in class here. Got barrier 1 and the 1.5-kilo claim for Tanya Hope. Number 1, Jocker's Truce, also got a 1.5-kilo claim and should run well from a good barrier. And then to number 3, Tommy Stand Up, who's resuming from a spell and his first up form is okay. They're the 4 I'll be putting in here, 4 from 2, 1 and 3.
4 from 2, 1, 3. Look, we go to the last race, 8 over 1,400. Take out runners 4 and 7. We've got number 1, Aristo Bow at 3, 330 for Maxi Campo. Mildo Lago is at 6, $9 for Black Platinum, and then you're down to Dream On Girl, who's at $9.50.
Yeah, the top 3 are the main chances here, I think, and I think the real value is number 3, Mildo Lago, who's won a pretty weak maiden at Panola 2 starts ago and then came out and won easily at Narracourt last start. I know it hasn't been beating much, but gee, it has been impressive, this mare, winning her last 2. She absolutely walked in the maiden and then always had control last start. And with the 3-kilo claim for young Lewis German, gets in nicely at the weights now. She got 57, and her 2 main chances have got to carry a fair bit of weight more. So I think she's got a great chance, and she's certainly the value at the betting, in the betting. I've got her on top. Ahead of number 1, Aristo Bow, who won its only start at Benilla. Looked a pretty handy horse too. Took over at the top of the straight and raced away to win quite well. Quite a handy handy type. Since then, he has been gelded, and he went round on the trial on the 3rd of April and had a very easy time. put him in for second. He might be a good horse. We'll find out today. Number two, Maxi Campo, is racing very, very well. Failed at Moonee Valley last start, but pulled up with an issue. Form before that, very consistent. So I think they'll fight it out. The only other one I can put in is number six, Black Platinum, who battled on pretty well last start. Three from one, two and six.
So we go three from one, two and six in the last. What about a best roughie, quaddie, and your player of the day?
It's a tough program to find a best bet, but I was rather taken with Historic's effort on debut when he ran fourth at Werribee, so I've made him the best for the day. Race four, number three. I think the value bet is in the last race. Race eight, number three, Mille de Lago. I think the play of the day, I like race four, number four, Historic, of course, and I think there's only two chances in the fifth, so it can take the double there in races four and five, take three in the first leg into two and six in the second leg. And for the Quadrella, the first leg, two and six, the second leg, two, six, seven, eight, third leg, one, two, three, four, and the last leg, one, two, three, and six.
Fantastic. Thanks, Ray. Good putting.
Thanks, mate.
Ray Huxley with his look at the meeting from Hamilton. It's now 14 to 11.